crew will have a rather busy day today, including the first manned landing on the moon.
The Apollo spacecraft needed to have some form of stellar navigation because they were journeying so far from the Earth.
Roger, Eagle, send dot.
Roger, how does it look?
Eagle has wings.
Roger.
I knew something about the key points in the mission, of course, from the training, so it was even more meaningful for me to be able to follow the progress.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
We could tell in that landing sequence that things were not going right, even though we couldn't see exactly what was wrong.
We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
When the Apollo crews were put together, obviously the similarities in personality were not what they were looking for.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Armstrong is one of those very private, quiet people, very low profile kind of guy, and he still is to this day.
I'd like to take this opportunity to ask every person listening in, whoever, wherever they may be, to pause for a moment and contemplate the events of the past few hours.
Buzz Aldrin was one of the most intense people that I've ever met.
How is the quality of the TV?
Oh, it's beautiful, Mike. It really is.
Michael Collins, I think, maybe was my favorite of the three crewmen in terms of being approachable, easy to get along with, friendly.
Fly me to the moon.
Here, men from the planet Earth, first set foot upon the moon, July 1969, E.T. It came in peace for all mankind.
In other words, we, I think, thought we were just beginning something that was going to sort of continue on with the same intensity that it had brought us to that point. The 10 years of activity up to July of 1969, it just seemed we're going to go on and on. I see every once in a while a comment about going back to the moon or to Mars, but it doesn't have the heart in it that the Apollo program had.